Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Today we hear from Zoe, who sends in her writing goals for 2019. It's been a while since we've heard from Zoe, so Zoe, thank you for writing in, and I'm so glad you're still around. You say?
Because of your show, I have some pretty ambitious goals this year.
Excellent.
And it doesn't rely on having lots of good days. Reframing being at home because I can't work is the underlying goal of the year, so I'm going to be busy in little fits and spurts.
So for those of you who don't remember, Zoe was dealing with some major health problems that had changed her schedule, her ability to work, and really sapped her writing motivation. So I'm really glad to hear that this is the driving motivation for your coming year, Zoe. Please continue.
So I'm going to follow the Writing Excuses Season 10 episodes, since it's basically a masterclass on how they write novels. That's a year-long project, and I'm going to be writing notes on it as I go and posting to my blog for accountability, and so I can see what the process actually was, not just what I think it was at the end. If all I get done this year is one project, this is it. My stretch goals are to use the three NaNoWriMos as tests for writing processes. Camp 1 will be Plot Gardening by Chris Fox, Camp 2 will be the Snowflake Method, and NaNoWriMo proper will be Act 3 as described by Kathy Yardley in Rock Your Plot. That will give me three vomit copies to experiment on next year for revision. Because the Writing Excuses podcast has 1 week out of the month that's not related to the masterclass, I'm bundling them up into the NaNoWriMo period so I don't overload myself. To prepare for those three projects, I'll be using February and March to build up from flash fiction, going through David Galef's brevity to Lester Dent's formula fiction. I may have won NaNoWriMo last year, but it totally wiped me out for all of December and most of January creatively. My brain did not like writing that much prose in a short time. So, those are my goals. They're ambitious, but by breaking them down into little bits to do in a 20-minute chunk every day, I should be pretty all right. And if I have good days that net me more than one chunk, then I'll end up with more than I anticipated, and that's good. I can't thank you enough for doing this show. It honestly stopped me giving up on writing when my dizziness got really bad, and made me consider this whole thing as a business so my time is spent being actually productive instead of just flailing about and getting down about how debilitating the bad days can be and how far apart the good ones are.
Thank you for writing in, Zoe, and thank you especially for that last comment. It really helps. This has been a very difficult year for me, too, and knowing that this podcast is making a difference for people both keeps me going back to writing even when I don't have any time or energy for it, and, yeah, it gives me a bright spot in the day. So thank you very much for writing in, and you now have documentation of your goal that you can reference whenever you like. I really hope it works for you. I can't wait to hear what of the methods that you're trying seems to fit best with your personality and workflow. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.